Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Wow. You guys nailed it. You got the job. Coming to you for the first time from the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club in Reno, Nevada. You heard me. I said Nevada. It's Saturday. You guys schooled me last time I was here. It's Saturday, October 6, 2018. We're in a hole in the ground. And I want to see a whole lot of name tags. Bring those babies out, if you will. Oh, goodness. So much to choose from. I love it. What is this one with all the candy on it? What does it say?
Matthew've Got Mail.
And it's me, and who's that other guy?
That is Jeff.
That's Jeff, okay. So many of them, you guys went small on a lot of them. Spider Matt over there, I get that one. I know what that's about. What's this Scream one over here? Wilhelm Scream, your name is Wilhelm?
Yeah.
Holy shit. And what's that one where my face is really big and it looks like there's clouds behind me? Up in the Aaron. And that's my face over Clooney?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I like it. Great job. Oh, there's a Big Trouble in Something China over there. Big Trouble in Bill China. What's your name?
Tristan.
Tristan? Big Tristan in Little China?
In Little Christie.
In Little Christie? It's an adult film? Big Tristan and Little Christie, oh no. But thank you everybody for making name tags and for coming out and joining us for this show, this first ever in Reno. I was gonna say it again. Doug Plugs, no, I'm on a tear. I said it right once. Doug Plugs, this Wednesday, October 10th, Doug Loves Movies returns to Helium in Philadelphia, #gas. Then I'm doing stand-up on Thursday, October 11th at the Improv in Washington, D.C., and a Doug Loves Movies that Sunday, October 14th, same club at 420. That's a D.C. double. Hey, San Francisco, you get two shows too on Halloween, no less. For all of my dates, deets, and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Are there any? Is there anybody here that's not an official member of this cult? Is there anyone that never listens to the podcast? Is this weird? Is this weird so far? I was like, you know what? I need really special stools for this show. I want to look like I'm the like I'm the benevolent ruler of a Polynesian island. I brought a prize bag. Now you guys know that it's, you know, I can't bring a ton of stuff when I travel, and I can't bring very big stuff, so I try to bring small stuff that packs a big punch, like, of course, a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. One size hopefully fits you. Doug Loves Movies stickers. Someone at the show that I did, what was the last city I was in? Last place I was in, somebody came up to me and gave me a copy of the novelization of Last Man Standing, starring Bruce Willis, who recently said that Die Hard's not a Christmas movie on that Bruce Willis roast. But guess what, Bruce? The Century Theater right here in Reno is showing it as part of their Christmas movie series. So shut up. Shut up and save us from terrorists. And also, I was, oh, that's where she gave it to me, San Diego. This is great that these, it's like the prize bag is like my version of Memento. It's like clues about what's happened in my past. Yeah, we did a show in San Diego at the American Comedy Club, and we'll be back there on November 17th to see and talk to Eddie the Eagle once again. I don't know if the people that live in San Diego love or hate that the Eagle talks every time, but it's a copy of San Diego Magazine, and it says Who's the Boss has a bunch of ladies on the cover. They should be, and if they're not already. Oh, and also I've been enjoying, do you guys eat over here on the river at the place called Campo? Yeah, or Campo. Campo probably is too close to compost. But Campo is a delicious restaurant, and they have a children's menu. And I not a menu, a children's drawing and games thing that I couldn't solve the puzzle. So I thought I'd pass that along. Oh, and it's all in a bag that says Fantastic Fest that I got at the amazing Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas, that I recommend you go to if you can afford it. Plus all the stuff brought by my guests. Let's get them out here. I think you guys are going to be pleased. Give it up for Justin Ruppel, Amy Miller, and Jeff Tate. All right, I have to start off by apologizing to my other guests. This,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
chant
yes.
For Amy.
Thank you. Two people.
Yeah. But let's meet them individually, starting with Mr. Justin Ruppel. It's his first time on the show, everybody. Woo!
It's an honor to be here.
Headlining this weekend, two shows tonight here at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club. Oh, that reminds me. I wanted to ask this. Applaud if you came here from the Tahoe area. You fucking liar. I bet $1,000 no one would clap. Why did you do that to me? One person. Well, are you sitting next to a shy person, or you came all the way from Tahoe alone?
I'm by myself.
You came from Tahoe by yourself,
yeah.
And you're the only one.
I love you
now. Holy shit, that is amazing. Thank you for doing that, and I'm sorry that I started this conversation off by belittling anyone that would do that. But also, yeah, go to stuff by yourself, you guys. Especially this podcast. You're going to make friends. Are you friendly with the people sitting around you?
Yeah.
Near you?
Yeah.
Yeah? You getting along?
Yeah, we're like this.
All right, great. Does anybody need a ride back to Tahoe? But Justin's doing two shows here tonight, 7:30 and 9-something.
Yep. They're 9:30.
I think
yep.
You know the specifics.
Yeah, 9:30. I hope so. I did a few minutes ago, and then something happened, and I forgot most of it.
Well, yeah, we do start the shows at 4:30 because me and my guests, not all of my guests, but some of us have things to do at 4:20. And that reminds me, Justin, you haven't done Getting Doug with High.
No.
And I would love to have you on that show as well.
I would love to do that.
If this goes well today.
Well.
Oh, no.
Pressure.
Yeah. But, a thing I've always known about you is that you're great at impressions. And, you do a ton of them. Like, maybe like, what do you think? You're like in the 80s. Jeff is so excited. He had no idea talking to you backstage.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know either.
Yeah, you just sounded like yourself. And I was like, this guy doesn't sound like anyone I've heard.
No,
before.
No.
Yeah, well, he's got his own unique voice. But what do you think? 80 voices?
Yeah,
it's in the
80 range. I'm not going to be like, man, I have 1,000 voices. And then prove it. I'd be like, well, I stop at 80.
Yeah. So that's... We just have to make up a lot of voices after that.
No, I actually I specialize in the deeper voice range because most impressionists are like Dana Carvey or Rich Little. They have higher voices. So most of the lower register, movie stars, that's me.
Can you do Jeff?
I will by the end of the day, for sure.
Well,
for sure.
Let's see how this goes first.
Let's see how this goes first.
Actually, that's fun.
See, I can do it.
I can do it.
Yeah, I nailed it.
I'm Jeff.
Hi.
Stop it. That's not how I talk at all.
I could totally see you as Eeyore in another poo reboot.
Well, hopefully they got it all in that first time because I'll never be able to do that again. I can't replicate any voice I do. This one's just a guess.
Let's say hello to Amy Miller, everybody.
Oh, hi, Reno. This is fun.
I drove here. Holy
from LA.
Cow, 7 hours?
Yeah, it's fine. We stopped over in Bishop. You ever been to Bishop?
What happens when you stop in Bishop?
You guys drive Bishop? From Bishop?
No.
Oh. Cool. Oh, I liked it. We stayed in a motel. It was great. Wood paneling on the walls. We watched wrestling, and here we are.
What does that do? Give you the ride like in two, halfway kind of?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, it's just cheaper to drive, I found.
Yeah.
And I like the time with my thoughts.
Yeah, but you were with your boyfriend, yes?
Yeah, but he's flying back because he's smart and he has a job.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'll
be driving
quicker.
Yeah, tomorrow alone just thinking.
And no stopping Bishop on the way back?
I probably will. I do like Bishop. I also like Lone Pine and Big Pine and how they're right next to each other. And I saw
Seems like Lone Pine wouldn't claim that. Seems like Lone Pine would notice Big Pine. Hey, Lone Pine, that's a big pine right there. You're not so alone.
As a Lone Pine, I don't worry about big pines. You know what I mean? I saw Mono Lake today. So beautiful. I've only driven past Mono Lake in the dark. Oh, my God, it was so beautiful. Have you ever seen that shit, Doug?
I'm worried it'll give me a disease.
Well, I didn't go in it. I wasn't baptizing myself. I just looked at it.
But it's called Mono Lake?
Yeah, I already had it in college, so I think I'm good.
You can't get it twice, apparently. It's
yeah.
Like chicken pie.
Oh, I think man. You can't get it twice.
A lot of people get laked in college.
I used to summer at Chicken Pox Lake.
I got...
Oh, shit, meet me by Spina Bifida Pond.
Beautiful. So curvy. I don't know.
I don't know why, Amy, you always get me into these riffs where people are going to be sad at the end.
Well, if you don't want to get a disease from a lake, just go to the Finger Lakes.
That is smart.
Right. It's being fingered is the safest thing, you guys.
Yeah.
Be
also
safe.
Fun.
Be safe. Just get fingered. Yeah. It's not just for girls. So.
Wow.
No,
I'm
it's
learning
not.
So much about you today.
You didn't learn shit about... Oh.
Doug, I used to summer at Lake Titicaca. It's sort of the punchline to his Finger Lakes joke.
It was the greatest punchline of all of third grade for all of us.
You know how SNL used to always do the Lawrence Welk sketches, and they'd have Fred Armisen play Lawrence Welk, and then it would always, the gag was always that Kristen Wiig was that girl with the weird tiny hands, and I fucking love that sketch so much. And I'll never forget that, like, at the beginning, every single time, Fred basically says the same thing. He just says something about the Finger Lakes, like somebody being from the Finger Lakes. It always makes me laugh. And I should mention that Jeff Tate is here. I mean, I don't know about this man. It doesn't seem like the right time to be just chanting a man's name.
Hey!
Maybe it's for Sharon Tate. We don't know.
Oh, okay. Everyone's just excited about the new Tarantino movie. Okay, so, Jeff, this is a... I know you wear pins on your clothes. Do you have any pins on that jacket?
I have two.
Which ones are on this one?
This one, one of them says Tom Petty, and one of them just is Tom Petty.
That's not... okay.
It's true.
No, it's a picture of Tom Petty.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not... Doug loves semantics. They took me that long to remember what the name of the show was. I was like, it's something about movies. Movies love semantics.
I'm not a pin wearer. I don't ruin my clothes with pins. No, I don't add that stuff. I don't do flair at all. But I know you do.
I love it.
Right? And I was at Fantastic Fest in Austin, and they made a bunch of cool different pins. And I picked the one and purchased it for you, the one I think you'll like the most. Yeah, it's...
You paid for it?
Yeah.
It's so nice.
I didn't get it gift wrapped, though, for expediency, but it is a little pin of Leonard Maltin's face.
Aww.
I think you'd wear that quite proudly.
Absolutely.
It also strangely looks like you right now.
Well,
with
Doug,
the gray
I'm
beard.
I got you a Tom Petty pin. I don't know what to say, man. Thank you so much. I'm going to put this on my shirt right now.
Sweet, I mean, Leonard.
I'll wait until I'm done with the holding the mic.
Yeah, so do it in like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little later on. But, you know. I don't buy gifts for Christmas or birthdays or any of that shit. If I see something that I think is, you know, someone would like it, then I just get that then.
I wear pins sometimes.
Okay. I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Also rings, necklaces, bracelets, pants.
Can lady comedians have like a wish list thing? Or you just have fans send you shit?
I could. I don't really want to go down feel good that about road.
It? Well, you get some stuff.
People expect things. It just feels
you know,
weird.
You could do a private joke for them.
I'm the one that sent you that divan.
I'm your private joker for Amazon wish list.
Oh, shit.
It's just coffee filters.
What do you got for the prize bag, Amy?
Oh.
Shit, sorry to surprise you.
Oh, no, it's a surprise bag. Okay, well, found a great thrift store on the way, not in Bishop, in another town that didn't even have Pine in the name. Got a VHS copy of Fatal Attraction, okay?
Ooh.
That was a quarter. Got the book version of 50 Shades Darker, all right? Got my album, Solid Gold, on vinyl, okay? which I will be selling after the show. And then I also brought this adult poncho, because if you're going to be so wet after all those things.
Wait. But you're...
And then
your own wetness will be inside the poncho.
As everybody knows, once you get really wet, you put a poncho on.
It's like cooking a turkey in a bag. You know, you want to keep the moisture inside.
Wow. Right? Yeah, sure. Baste yourself.
Turn into a human slip and slide.
And yeah, I'll have records for sale and also CDs after the show.
Yeah, definitely. Come see Amy out in the lobby, and you know me outside. Two stops. then you're on to UFC. You guys gonna watch UFC tonight?
Where are you gonna? Oh, I'm sorry, Doug.
No, that's okay. Go ahead and ask him.
Where are you gonna watch it?
Oh, your buddy's house.
At your buddy's house.
Everybody had a different answer. But they play it at all the casinos have bars that show it, right?
Yeah.
They charge you to get in.
No.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
See you there.
Yeah. I mean, the main fight, when's that going to happen? Like 10 o'clock tonight?
I thought it was like at 7.
No, well, they have all the undercard shit.
Okay, so we got time.
Yeah, they got a lot of fights. There's always like 10 fights.
Maybe I can get a guest set.
I think that could be arranged.
Okay, good.
Oh, and one of your shows tonight?
Yes, one of
my shows.
Oh, that'd
be super fun.
Absolutely.
All right. Who's coming back to see Amy and Justin? I think I just keep surprising everybody with my questions. I think if I just give you a chance to absorb the information before I ask you about it.
But what if Christopher Walken asked you to come back
tonight? Oh, my God. Christopher Walken. Of course. It could happen. It might be a possibility.
Yeah, you're coming now.
Also, you got a prescription for more cowbell. I would prefer it if Jeff Bridges came instead.
Oh, what would happen if Jeff Bridges showed up?
He was getting a drink out in the lobby. You know, he was getting the Caucasian. You know, the dude does not like fighting, man. I'm against violence of all kinds. So, but thank you, Walter. Stay in the goddamn car. You know. But it's good times, man. It's good
went
times.
All right. Dude's car got a little dinged up. I'll be Walter. God damn it.
What was that shit about Nam, man?
Well, it wasn't
and then he lost
literally
it, right?
About
huh? Dude lost his car, right? Is that what happened at the end of?
A lot of stuff happened.
Where is it?
The dude walked
this guy
here
gets
tonight.
It. I'm going to go to your buddy's house tonight. You get me.
Justin, what'd you bring for the prize bag?
In my prize bag, I brought some movies. I brought Taken.
Oh, ooh! Yeah. Do you have a Liam Neeson?
Yeah, I do have a Liam Neeson. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If it's money you're after. I don't have any.
Whoa!
You do the deep ones.
Yeah.
What I do have is a very particular set of skills. Ones that would make me very good at Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, shit. Liam. Liam.
I got so hot all of a sudden.
Oh, maybe, do you want the poncho back?
It's getting awful.
How many movies do you have? Because we can't do an impression after everyone.
No, I won't. The other two, I don't.
Okay, cool.
Mario Brothers on Dude.
Can I get
the shirt on?
You don't know Bob Hoskins.
I just do the music. I have some skills that make me a very dangerous person to people like you.
That's Yoda heard, Neeson, everybody.
I've never even heard Jeff do a voice that's not Jeff.
I don't know what that was. I think it was if Ray Romano wasn't taken.
Ah, come on. I got daughters.
My brother's a
Why
cop.
Does this keep happening? I want to be back to being a woolly mammoth. My brother's a cop.
I also got a son-in-law as well. Son-in-law. I got some munchies.
Starring Carla Gugino.
Yeah. I got some munchies and some combos. And then I brought my... my feature comic on the road with me here.
Your he support act,
David Liu, fantastic.
Yeah,
comic.
This I saw this shirt last night.
I got his shirt.
It's ingenious. Don't get excited, Amy.
It says I love cuddling.
Yeah,
I then, love cuddling.
So
but then show what happens when you lift it up. Yeah.
But when you lift it up.
Oh boy, you're in for it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Finger banging.
Yeah, it says I mean finger banging.
It says I mean finger banging underneath the other side of the shirt. At the Finger Lakes, apparently. At the Finger Lakes.
He started pitching that shirt, the I Love Cuddling shirt, and it was after the bit where he says he loves cuddling and then he does a bunch of rude gestures with his hand. and then he takes the shirt out, and I'm like, everybody that buys is going to have to explain what... Why does it says I love cuddling on it? You know, like, what's the joke? You know? And then he pulled it up, and the finger bang thing was right there. I was like, this guy's a fucking genius.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because you try to sell a joke shirt, like, where the person has to, you know, recreate your joke.
Yeah.
That never works out for anybody. But that one, it's just all there. Well, it's all there. You just lift it up.
Well, it's two jokes for me because I have a reverse tramp stamp tattoo. That I got when I was 21 in Vegas. So, yeah, it's actually right above my waist because I'm stupid. And so every time I pull my shirt up, instead of abs, you just have, like, sadness. It's just...
What is it?
No. You have a tattoo. You have a tattoo. When I pull my shirt up, instead of abs, you have sadness.
If you let me
the
tattoo. No, I don't have abs, so the tattoo.
Are you gonna show it?
You can find. Oh yeah!
See how pathetic that is.
What is it?
It's too.
The tattoo says I love
finger bang. It's two lightning bolts.
Yikes!
Yeah. No, you want it? Here's the thing. I liked the movie The Natural, right? So I had.
Oh okay.
Oh, you're not a white supremacist.
No. As it turns out, no.
Ooh, bad timing.
And it goes into an infinity symbol because I'm stupid, again, like I said.
That's awesome.
I know, right?
You know all what? Right, go ahead and pass all that stuff down. Thank you, Justin, for bringing everything.
It's got my album in there, too, on USB because
oh, nice.
I'm not...
Oh, I thought this was your hotel room key you were
yeah,
throwing
it is.
In there.
It looks like it, though.
Come see that tattoo up close and personal.
Please don't. It's just...
I got what?
Wow.
I got stretch marks that look like lightning bolts. And if you stare, it seems like infinity.
What do you got for us, Jeff?
I have a copy of my album on CD.
It's your CD album.
It's perfect, so you could... You can look at it and be like, oh, I should listen to this guy on Spotify. It'll remind you that this and all my other shit is also on Spotify. And I have a lighter. I can't remember which pocket I put it in. I got one of those mint lighters.
Yeah.
Mint. Oh, yeah, Mint's the local dispensary.
Mint is why we're all like this right now.
Almost all of
us. Yeah, what are we like, Jeff?
Just having
a nice time. That's what we're like.
Yeah.
So, Amy, you know the question that I come at you hard with at this point in the show.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, it's what's wrong with men? Go. No.
How long is this show?
Not long.
Well, they're so cute.
Oh, you start off with something nice. I like
that. For me personally, that's the biggest problem because I want to kiss them.
Oh, okay. You want to just walk right up and kiss them? Do they let you because you're famous?
You just grab it. Fingering's not just for girls, I learned. From you, Doug.
I've heard that it feels great. I've yet to check it out. I practiced with a candle once, and I couldn't. Just couldn't.
Just the flame? What are you doing?
That was the problem. I was like, I should really blow this out first. Oh, wait, it did just go out. It was cut off from oxygen. All right, so Amy, last movie you saw.
I just watched The Perfect Bid, which is a documentary about a guy who got the Showcase Showdown to the dollar on Price is Right. Has anyone seen it?
A whole movie about that guy.
A documentary. This guy watched The Price is Right for decades and made spreadsheets of how much everything cost. And then he went to the show. I don't want to give too much away, but he went to the show 40 times or something. And it is so good.
So in just a few short decades, you can make almost $30,000.
Well, I don't want to give anything away, but... a lot of good interviews with Bob Barker and, like, just so much behind... And then, like, some very early, like, Drew Carey... It's just... This guy, like, sat in the crowd very much like a Doug Loves Movies fan that... is annoying. He just went to The Price is Right and screamed shit out at inopportune times all the time. And, like, they didn't like that. But he was always right. Also, unlike a Doug Loves Movies fan, is very he was right every time. It's so good. It's called The Perfect Bid. It's on Hulu. You should watch it.
Okay. Hulu should pay you for that. Just get a little Hulu action.
I would.
Justin, I know it's your first time on the show. Didn't mean to surprise you with this hardball, but do you know the last movie that you saw?
The most recent one I saw was Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom World, whatever that was.
All right, now on this show.
Exact title,
you
please.
You gotta get the titles right.
I apologize.
It's called Jurassic World.
Fallen Kingdom.
Fallen Kingdom. How did seeing that movie work out for you? I have not done that. Because I feel like I have done that.
I got to be honest with you. The most recent watching was 2 days ago, and it was because I had already seen it once before. And the person who made me watch it with him said, it couldn't be as bad as you said it was. And I said two words, laser dinosaurs. And he was like, oh.
But then you still sat down and watched it just to make sure?
Well, the first time I saw it, I was sober in Alaska, so I wanted to see if I could do it in a different state of mind and it would reveal something else to me. But it turns out, nope, still dinosaurs with lasers. So that's...
Yeah, it's getting high doesn't make things that much better.
No, it doesn't.
Oh my God, you just blew up your whole brand.
No. No, I just mean if a movie sucks when you're high, you're still like, this sucks. But at least I'm high. You know what I mean? You get to enjoy the high and still
even,
be bummed about
even
the movie.
Jeff Goldblum couldn't save it. I mean, even he was there like, arr, arr, dinosaurs. And nothing. Like, it was only like 20 seconds. Like, and he said like the exact same lines he said in the first one. It's like, life finds a way. Pay me $15 million.
The dinosaurs a cold.
Yeah, right? Must go faster. Right? <That's... laughs> it was not great, but it was not great the second time either. So
okay.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. You're not going to fool me a second time. So.
Holy shit, I can't believe Harry Clinton just walked in. Harry? Fuck, I fucked up my own... You're saying the wrong name joke.
It's George W. Bush.
Yeah, but that was the joke I was trying to make. Is oh, Bill Clinton's here. But I called
double,
him Harry Clinton.
Double joke.
I got it.
Well, you're doing a heck of a job, Brownie.
Oh, Bill Clinton, you have Bill Clinton?
Well, that was another thing George Bush said.
That's it. I'm like, I'll tell you what.
I want to know what kind of life you live that laser dinosaurs isn't fucking rad. Like, how is the rest of your life so dope that laser dinosaurs are, oh, I got to take time away from my fucking, do you have real laser dinosaurs? So you don't want to watch a movie about them? Like,
hey, Jeff, to take Justin's side, aren't dinosaurs fucking scary enough?
Not the fifth time.
Thank you. That's what I was thinking. I paid for it on the night.
I'd be more confident I could dodge a laser coming out of a dinosaur eye than one that's just trying to eat me. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't think I'd be fairly confident around any kind of dinosaur. I don't even like being around birds.
It turns out they turned into... Never mind. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You ever see a bird in real life? Fuck. They're fucking weird. Like a big one, too. Like one of those hunting birds or whatever that you put on your arm. There was a guy... Never mind.
You just did an advertisement for Jurassic Park 1 right there. That was just... It was beautiful.
Yeah, just go back to the beginning.
And that
go
was
back,
a perfect
everybody.
Sam Neill impression. No one knows it wasn't.
This is Sam Neill when he sees the dinosaurs for the first time in the original Jurassic Park. All right, Jeff, what was the last movie you saw?
Oh my god! That was perfect.
Answer the question, Jeff.
I saw a Star Is Born.
Oh, you did? You saw a Star Is Born
yesterday?
You saw the movie where a guy talks like this for the whole fucking movie?
I think you're beautiful.
We were just talking.
She's so
I like your nose. Can I touch your nose?
I want to touch it. I liked it. It was. I love that movie, man.
I thought it was really good.
The songs
I thought it was really good. It's super long, and we saw it here in Reno, and there was a lot of people just talking during the movie. I don't know if that's a Reno thing, or if that's that movie was kind of long and slow. Kind of thing. Like, also, whenever they'd sing, people in the audience thought, well, this is a good time for us to just chat about stuff.
Weird.
They're just up there singing. What do we care? The story's not moving forward. Oh, but, I just think Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are a couple of show-offs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he used to act, she used to sing. Now they're fucking, he's singing, she's acting. Like, fuck you guys. Give people who have only one talent a chance.
I mean, I didn't think of it like that. Now that you put that out there, yeah, maybe I didn't like it as much.
And then Coops directed it, and he co-wrote it, and he co-wrote all the songs. He's fucking talented, that guy. And he's a raccoon in another movie.
And that's the part you're most mad about, weirdly.
Dude, do you do Rocket?
No, I don't.
That's oh, my God. High. That'd be a good one to have pitch. In your repertoire, because he's got a deep voice.
I am Groot.
That's
I am Groot.
Yeah.
I am Groot.
But now he's a teenager, so he's like, I'm Groot.
He's like, fuck you, Dad. I'm Groot.
Yeah. He's always playing a video game. It's fucking hilarious.
I'm jerking off. I'm Groot. I love social media. I'm Groot.
Well, Groot can't jerk off. What? You know why?
Why?
Splinters.
In his hands and dick. From his hands and dick.
Yeah, like, right. Do I have a splinter in my hand or my dick? And did I get it from my hand or my dick? What's going on? And why am I talking like this? I'm Groot.
I'm Groot. I'm Groot. I am Groot. Anyway, Star Is Born. He wrote most of those songs. And it's really great. It was I really enjoyed it. He had cool hair like he did in that first Hangover movie. I thought of that when I saw his cool hair. I was like, man, I wish mine would go like Phil's.
What do you mean when you say cool hair, Jeff?
What do you think I mean?
Do you mean long?
I mean, it looked just like this. Yeah, I mean long. That's
okay.
What I think is cool.
Wait, who had cool hair?
I mean, everybody with long
Bradley.
Hair.
Bradley Cooper's hair was a little long and greasy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was very Kris Kristofferson. Yeah, it was very Kris Kristofferson.
Mm-hmm. But man, yeah, he's really good. And Lady Gaga, she really can sing.
I listened to the soundtrack on the flight here.
You bought it?
No, I got Apple Music. So I just listened to it.
Okay, but at least you're paying into it somehow.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I mean, I listened to it a bunch, so maybe they'll end up making more.
Would you see that? Would you see Stars Born in a theater again?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to wait for personal use?
No, my best friend is a guitar player, and so like I really want to see it with him to find out how much of that was actually happening.
Oh, yeah, because like, Bradley really Cooper also pretends to play guitar in it.
Yeah, or I think he might actually play the guitar.
He might really play
it. Damn it, of like, course he does, right?
It's too much.
With his giant penis, too. You know what I mean? Like, of course.
Did you see that when there was a scene where it showed you where it ended? And his
penis.
No.
Yeah, no.
I have to go to the movie theater right now.
Amy
Thank
is
you guys.
Off to see the movie.
I need my poncho.
Which...
At the Grammys.
Oh, when he's at the Grammys, he looks like he has a giant hog?
Well, no.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Jeff's giving away plot details now.
Oh, yeah.
But,
although
that's my biggest complaint about the movie is this is like the, you know, fourth or fifth Star is Born, and like, you know, it's just terribly predictable, but man, are they talented and good singers, and, you know, I love watching a guy tell a girl it's perfectly attractive over and over again how pretty she is because she just can't.
They don't get it.
Yeah, they don't get it.
I recommend seeing this one without having seen any of the other ones.
Yeah, that's how you did it,
that's
and
how
it worked.
I did it, and I love it.
Yeah, you're a success story.
I am.
Yeah.
Finally. I knew it was going to happen someday. I didn't know it was going to be about this.
I saw, it wasn't the last movie I saw, because, you know, I see movies almost constantly. I'm watching one right now. And if I seem distracted, it's because I'm watching a movie. But I saw Mandy, the latest Nicolas Cage. Yeah, it's a very artistic kind of horror movie. Like, the visuals are very beautiful, but it's also a lot of fucked up shit going on. But Nicolas Cage said something very early on in the movie that was hilarious. And then for the rest of it, he's a little bit more... He still does some funny stuff, but he's a little bit more straightforward through the rest of it. He's just getting revenge and stuff. But but Jeff, you can play along with me on this. I'm going to do Nicolas Cage. To me, the funniest part of the movie is when he says to his girlfriend or wife, Mandy... Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada?
That's not how knock, knock jokes work, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
From Chips?
No,
are you talking about Chips?
Oh, man. I forgot what we were doing. I was so thrown by Eric Estrada being who was at the door. You better have a warrant. I don't have to open the door. You show me the warrant.
I'm offended you didn't ask me to be your play partner when I clearly would have known what was going on.
Amy, will you be my play partner?
Yes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada who?
Eric Estrada from Chips.
Is that? That's not really
that's
in that
the
movie.
Fucking joke in the movie.
That's crazy. It's just information. To be fair, a lot of people perform comedy that way. Yeah. No punchlines, just information and voices.
Mention a thing people have heard about, man.
Amy.
Am I right?
Knock, knock. Yeah. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ponch.
Ponch who?
Poncho. Go get your poncho. Whatever, I just thought of that. I didn't have a fucking...
And it was Chips related, but again, what was so funny about Eric Estrada from Chips is that nobody today thinks about it anymore. Aw. I like the Dax Shepard chips, by the way. I think it's a lot of fun.
I do, right. Too.
So, okay, so that's the end of that. We're running a little late, but we'll make up some time by going long. And what time's your show, Justin?
Now I forgot.
7:30?
7:30, thank you. Yeah.
Right. And, oh.
Is it 7? 7, thank you.
Oh,
seven.
It's at 7?
It's at 7.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Thank you, Amy.
All right, well, thanks for coming, too. Everybody. We got to clear you out to get Justin's crowd in. No, throughout this show, keep in mind, I'm sorry I didn't mention this earlier, but if you guys want cocktails from the bar, by all means, go grab one. In fact, during the name tag selection process, especially if you didn't bring one, great time to go get a drink.
I'm going to go get one.
Oh, yeah, you can go get you got to get a name tag.
I'm going to do both.
But if you get it quick, then you can also get a drink.
Thank you, Doug.
Or we could just ask them to bring you one.
Oh, now we're talking.
What are you drinking?
Tito's and soda.
Can we get Amy a Tito's and soda, please? Dear Reno Tahoe Comedy Club, first of all, only one person comes here from Tahoe. Secondly...
And she's the best.
And she's worth it. That's why Tahoe's in the name of this club, is because of you. You're the Tahoe.
I just start crying. It's a hard day.
All right, so I think we're there, right? Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! We got lots of great name tags out there, you guys. And all you got to do is go select one and then also maybe go track down a cocktail. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's show is sponsored by Hims. Have you looked at a photo of yourself from 5 years ago and thought, damn, I look young. What happened to that guy? Where did all those wrinkles come from? Thankfully, there is something you can do in the fight against aging, and it's staring you in the face. 4hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for skincare, hair loss, sexual wellness for men. Hims Anti-Aging Kit is a custom prescription cream tailored to your skin that can keep your skin looking youthfully smooth by reducing the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. Hims connects you with doctors online who will evaluate your skin needs and can prescribe you a custom anti-aging treatment. All you need to do is take a couple of pictures and answer a few questions. It's your skin. You want to be a face in the crowd or the face in the crowd? Order now and save $20 off your first month of the Hims Anti-Aging Kit. Lock in those looks now and get your first month of anti-aging for $20 off. Go to 4hims.com/DLMSKIN. That's FORHIMS.com/DLMSKIN. 4hims.com/DLMSKIN. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
All right, we're back. Great job, everybody. Amy, what do you got?
I am playing for Steve. I got All About Steve. Got some nice candy on it. Jacob's here. Sam. another Amy who's very famous that I don't know has ever been on the show. But that's nice. Two
Amys. Who, Adams? No, she's just been my mortal enemy.
I don't... Okay, this is an amazing Photoshop that I think is Jeff, but literally can't tell if it's Josh Blue, Jeff, or TJ Miller. It's Jeff,
I think,
right?
It's the guy who made the name tag.
No.
It's a young Jeff Tate.
It's a young Jeff Tate.
Oh, shit.
Man, you look like everybody in comedy.
It does look like... That is...
It looks like it was.
It does look like T.J. Miller.
On T.J. Miller's face, it looks like my face was put on T.J.'s face.
I can give you a T.J. Miller impression if you'd like.
Yeah, and now we're just discovering. Oh, I gotta run out of the room if you're gonna do it.
Yeah, exactly.
What? I guess we're just discovering that a young Jeff face with T.J. hair looks just like Josh Blue.
Justin, who do you got?
Sorry, Josh.
I got Spider-Matt. This is
I like it.
This is I had six lines of dialogue in this movie.
You did?
Yeah. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Do you remember all of them?
It was an explosion happened outside Delmar's Bakery last night at a local ATM. I can't remember.
That was pretty good, though. So you're a reporter?
Yeah, I'm a reporter.
Or newsman or out in the field?
No, I was behind the desk, not seen. They cut to me live just doing an ADR. So it's like four or five lines where he's like, talks about the explosion at the ATM machine. Then your neighborhood Spider-Man stopped it. You're pictured here. He's got a piece of toilet paper coming out of the, you know, John, like Trump, up the stairs. And so
Don't read what's on the back.
Okay.
Just put it down.
Okay.
Walk away.
Put it down.
Yeah. Here, let me help you.
Well, I wasn't going to read mine.
No, I know, but I just like to do that.
Cool. That's cool.
Because then, then Justin figured out I'm going to put mine down on the ground too.
Oh,
now.
Okay. Yeah.
Jeff?
Right. Lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing for Janie Dorco.
That's great.
It's a DVD box?
Yeah, it's a DVD box that you just put her name on it, and then a picture of me that looks like Jake Gyllenhaal. And then four pictures of you, Doug.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's not a great name tag, but she had to drive all the way from Tahoe. So I picked her name tag.
Yeah, she can't bring anything really cool because she's got to go through customs. building a wall around Tahoe. What do you do in Tahoe?
Urban planner.
Holy shit.
Are you Where hoping to bring some urban to Tahoe? Yeah. Are you planning on it? Is that your deal? We need to get some urban here. We should have a plan, though. Most towns don't seem to have a plan.
That's a joke I was going to do, and then it didn't do that well, so I'm glad Jeff did it. But maybe with my voice and charm, it would have gone over differently. I don't know.
We're going to start with...
It was bad? Did it go bad?
A game called Purple Rain Man. Oh. All right, Justin, this is your first time, so I'm going to talk directly to you about the rules, because the other two should know by now that this is a game where I'm going to give you the names and the cast of a movie mashup title, like Purple Rain Man. The stars of that movie, of course, would be Prince and Dustin Hoffman. But I'm going to start at the third billing and then work my way up to the first billing. Everybody gets a guess as often as they'd like. You just have to say the full mashup title that I'm trying to get someone to say.
Gotcha.
Make sense?
Yes.
All right. Third build. And this is, you guys have been a great audience so far, so I assume it's fine, but it's just between the people on stage. Don't yell out Amy Adams. Third build are Emilia Clarke and Barbara Crampton. I will accept a what from the audience, because that is not an attempt at telling us the answer. Emilia Clarke and Barbara Crampton. Second build are Woody Harrelson and Bruce Abbott. And first build is Alden Ehrenreich.
Sure.
Which, seriously, dude, Ehrenreich? Hard to spell or think about. That Reich in there.
It wasn't his third choice.
Alden Ehrenreich and Jeffrey Combs. Does that help anybody? I would think from Emilia Clarke, Woody Harrelson, and Alden Ehrenreich, you'd have kind of an idea what the first title would be.
Oh, I know the first title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Jeff?
There's a second titled part of this game, and that's the part I don't know.
Right,
is
but
it Solo, you don't a Star Wars story of us?
That's the story of us, the TV show, but that's a good guess.
Okay, Star Wars, Han Solo, a Star Wars story, Return of the Jedi.
Episode 6.
No. I mean, I feel a little sad that nobody on the panel knows what movie stars Barbara Crampton, Bruce Abbott, and Jeffrey Combs, but I'm also, you know, not surprised.
Who's Jeffrey Combs?
Wow. He starred in, hey, you almost got me to say it.
Jeez.
But you were really on the right track there, Jeff, and what I would like to do now is I would like an audience member that knows the answer. Right here we have one. Tell us what the answer is. Solo, a Star Wars store reanimator is the correct answer.
So Return of the Jedi almost got you.
And what's your name? Diana. And I would like Diana for you now to select which one of these people on stage you think deserves to have won that game, since you won for them. You get to pick somebody. Oh, Jeff almost got there with Ree, so you're giving it to Jeff. All right, Jeff, you won that game. Thanks to Diana.
That's fair. Tough but fair.
Yeah.
If that game was just called Purple Rain, I would have got it.
First person to say Purple Rain wins.
Purple Rain.
See, it's a great game.
Did I get a
point? It's as much fun to play as it is to watch people play it. are you guys ready for a new game?
Oh, shit.
All right. So I should warn Justin that, like, in the first couple of games, whoever wins just gets to go first in the next game. Gotcha. I'll let you know when shit's really on the line, because I know you want to win for Spider-Matt.
I do.
Yeah. All right. Jeff gets to go first in this game, and then we'll go to Amy and then to Justin. And I'm going to... the game's called Redford Newman. And I'm going to name a movie that has Robert Redford, Paul Newman, or both. And I'll ask it to you directly, Jeff. And if you get it wrong, then Amy gets to guess. And then if she gets it wrong, then Justin should have a gimme. But we've seen how this works out in the past, and it's pretty fun. All right, here we go. Start with Jeff. Who was in Redford or Newman, or both, a movie called War Hunt?
Fuck.
What do you think, Jeff?
Oh, that was Paul Newman.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Amy, War Hunt, Redford, or both?
Robert Redford.
That is correct. Great job, Amy.
It's for you, Steve.
Next one goes straight to Justin. A motion picture, Justin, called The Hot Rock. Redford, Newman, or both?
The Hot Rock.
The Hot Rock.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with Paul Newman.
Incorrect.
Shit.
Jeff.
I'm going to go with, you said Paul Newman? All right, I'm going to go with Robert Redford.
That is correct. Oh my God, only one guy is chanting Tate. It's so sad.
I mean, not from where I'm sitting, it's still pretty cool.
All right, yeah, Amy, start us off this next round. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Both.
Correct. Justin, which one or both was in An Unfinished Life?
I'm going to say that's Robert Redford.
That is Robert Redford. Good job.
You know how he knew? Redford's the only one still alive. Paul Newman was in A Finished Life.
All right, I'm going to have Jeff take five. Take a break.
Take five.
No, it's Jeff's turn. Jeff, which one or both was in The Meerkats?
Robert Redford.
Incorrect. Amy. Oh.
Paul Newman.
That's correct.
Very tepid applause.
Yeah. Wasn't that impressive?
What I did or what they did?
Both.
Agreed.
Okay, Justin, which one or both was in a movie called What a Way to Go! Exclamation point. I love when a title has an exclamation point because you have to say it that way. Like if you bought a ticket, you have to be like, I'd like one for What a Way to Go!
Who was that?
That was me. That was enthusiastic me.
I don't see that very
well. What
often.
A way to go!
I'm going to go with Paul Newman again.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played a character named Larry Flint in that movie, oddly enough. And I love the movie. I mean, I haven't watched it all the way through in a long time. It's a movie where Shirley MacLaine plays a woman who, over the course of the film, she marries like five different dudes. Like Paul Newman, Dick Van Dyke, Gene Kelly, like just five famous dudes who all play different, you know, guys from different walks of life, and they all fucking die immediately after she marries them. And that's why it's called What a Way to Go!
It's the reverse of Good Luck Chuck. That's, yeah.
And Paul Newman's a painter who invents a machine that does the painting for him, and then the machine kills him.
Oh my God, I
have to watch this. It's a crazy ass movie.
That's a little on the nose.
You gotta see it. All right, so who got that one? You got that one, Justin.
I did, yeah.
Good job. All right, Jeff. This is the last one, dude.
Oh boy.
This is your chance to not, you can't win. Which one or both was in a movie called Rally Round the Flag, Boys? Exclamation point. And there's a comma after flag, so let me act that one out for you. This is what happened when I bought a ticket. Can I have one for Rally Round the Flag, Boys?
You were so young when you bought that ticket.
I was very young.
Oh, so it's not the movie. All right, so it's, okay. Redford?
No. Amy?
Both.
No.
Fuck!
Justin.
Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Duh.
I was thinking of The Last Castle.
You were thinking of what asshole?
The last asshole.
All right, that didn't work out exactly as I'd hoped it to, but...
But we all had fun.
It was super fun. Oh, wait, there's one more. Holy shit, this is exciting. Who got that last one right? Justin?
Yeah.
All right, so we start with Jeff.
Oh, good.
Who was in Cars?
Paul Newman.
Yes.
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 I mean, they've both been in cars.
Amy. Yeah, but Paul Newman was in them a lot more often, racing them. But Amy, one more. The way they were. I mean, we were. It's an old movie. The way we were.
Fuck. Is Barbara Streisand in this movie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's not an option, though.
Is that an extra point?
Oh, I didn't know we could get Streisand.
Why do I know that she was in it, but I don't know who the guy was?
Or both.
Robert Redford.
That is correct. All right. Amy wins. Good job, Amy.
Amy. Amy. Amy. Hell yeah, dude.
You know what, Doug? It does suck.
It's
I've never
I had
heard it be
people.
Someone else's name before.
You just, it's not loud enough with one person.
Sorry.
You couldn't hear it.
All right. I'm checking my Twitter right now because we got another game to play, and I want to see if anybody from the audience...
It's called Who's New in the Supreme Court, and it's really fun!
He's the 114th Supreme Court Justice. Like, they die that much?
Right?
I mean, they haven't been
so
that
long.
Really, yeah, they do seem to really hang in there. Which one's going to die next?
I don't want to talk.
Ginsburg?
Don't say it out loud.
You know, but at least it's a man who said it, so.
And you're
right?
Cute.
I mean,
I'll kiss you.
If I had to guess, I'd say Clarence Thomas.
All right.
Because I'm going to kill him.
I mean, if karma has anything to do with anything, then yeah, maybe.
Yeah, karma's always really worked out well.
Yeah. I'm going to be in D.C. soon. I'm going to try to find him like in a bar or something and buy him some potato skins.
Get him hooked on saturated fats.
Give him any edible that you would eat and be fine, and he'll be dead. Here's a cookie, Clarence.
It's got some of my pubes on it, so I know you'll dig it. I call it Clarence Thomas style.
Three years ago, my husband and I saw your show in L.A. We brought name cards made by our daughter, Vina, and you gave her a shout-out. We are going to be at your Reno show today. Is there any chance you can give her another shout-out? No.
Like, what, we're just supposed to say, thanks for listening, Vina. It's pretty cool that you turned your folks onto it, too, and everything. We don't have time for that.
We got important shit to do up here.
I mean, just because we do appreciate it doesn't mean we got time to be saying it all the time.
Why do we have to bring up Vina?
Vina, just classic Vina.
Where is I am Aaron Foster?
Right here.
Hey, dude. How's it going? Do you know Vina? Wait, how old's Vina? Oh, shit. I hope you don't know Vina.
Yeah, you fucking watch your mouth, dude.
Hey, wait, Jeff.
What?
Vina is listening.
Sorry, Vina. I get real protective of our listeners, right? I just love all the DLM family. I don't have time to say
it. There's no reason to swear. Don't swear anymore. What do you do, Aaron Foster? Artist. Ooh, cool. Like Banksy? I'm going to say that from now on when somebody says they're an artist. Probably will never happen again. So, let's play Last Man Stanton. As you know, Justin may not know this, we go to the audience to pick a name for Last Man Stanton, and then once this gentleman here, Aaron Foster, gives us a name of an actor or an actress, we're going to take turns naming movies that person has been in. I like to play along, so I'm going to play two. Who'd we decide won that last game? Amy won that last game. So then we'll go to Justin, Jeff, then me. If it gets to you and you can't think of the name of a movie the person's been in, you're out. Full exact titles, please. And you can use your name tag person as a lifeline once. So you can go to Matt, and Amy can go to Steve, and Jeff can go to hell.
Or Tahoe. You can go to Tahoe.
I only said that because I thought it would be funny. I don't... I'm not mad at Jeff or anything.
No, I know why you said it.
It was perfect. I fell for it.
With what, funny stuff.
What's her, who are you playing for again, Jeff?
Janie Darko.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, good luck getting the prizes back to Tahoe through customs, but I'm not going to say who I think is going to win today. It's anybody's game. Aaron, what is your suggestion? Oh, you're the up in the Aaron poster.
Yes, sir.
Oh, great job. All right, so what's your suggestion?
Well, I tweeted that I had a terrible name.
You tweeted that you had a terrible name. All right, let me just fucking double check the tweet. Hey, Doug Benson, I've got a terrible name for... All right, let me find somebody else. I mean, how terrible is it?
It'll be a short game.
It'll be a short game. Yeah, we don't want that. Yeah, change it. Can you? He's saying John Cusack. How's the panel feel about that?
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we could probably.
I'm going to need to borrow that poncho.
Because it's raining always in every movie that he's ever in.
I need to take that. That can't be true. That can't be right.
I feel like it's true.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Great idea. Thank you. And don't talk again.
Great input. Go to hell.
Yeah, very nice, ladies. Asked, who's your terrible one?
Matthew Carter-Ropel?
I want that woman to kick you in the balls.
She'll do it.
Because that was a great idea she had, and then you said that. Who is that? Is that like Tom Cruise's cousin?
No, he's a buddy of mine. You would know him. He plays the fast food guy in The Big Sick.
He's the fast food guy in The Big Sick? All right, I'll start. The Big Sick. Amy?
Steve?
What do you got, Steve?
You'll never guess, but I picked that guy's name tag. What else has your friend been in?
Are you Matthew Carter-Ropel? Is this what's going on?
Are you naming yourself? Well, good. You're right. That was a terrible name. Very accurate in that assessment. All right, so I can't find any other Twitterers that said they have a name, but I also think John Cusack is pretty pretty good name.
We're gonna do one.
We can do some. Okay. You'd like another one, Amy?
No, I want to do whatever you want to do.
But do you think your chances of winning are better if you have a second name?
No.
Okay.
Not necessarily.
All right, then we're not going to bother with it. If you were confident you might pull it off, then I would be like...
I mean, what if you cool. picked a second name, Amy? Do you think you could win?
Ooh, that's quite the challenge thrown down. Is there an actor or actress that you know, Amy, that you think these two gentlemen might not know many of their films?
Dolly Parton?
I like it. All right, John Cusack and Dolly Parton.
Wait. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Really? And,
okay. Yeah, we're really doing it. I mean, that adds 7 more movies.
Yeah. How dare
like,
you?
At most, right? That'll be fun. We'll find out at the end how many.
Yeah, you'll find out.
What?
All right, so you won that last game, Amy.
Thank you.
So you get a start. You get a start.
Okay.
Either Dolly Parton or John Cusack. And well, since Dolly Parton's your pick, I bet you be best off going ahead and saying some Cusacks.
Say anything.
Yeah. That's the classic quintessential Cusack.
Just
Is he somebody you can do an impression of, Justin, or is he?
I haven't figured him out, but I could try.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's also these days he's more of a character actor. Like his voice, he changes his voice a little bit.
I think he does. He does a voice for a Chevy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does the voice for Chevy. Yeah.
I love that. I love when there's.
You're almost doing him right there.
Was I?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Chevy truck month.
I've got a boombox over my head. Doesn't sound
have
like
him. Have you noticed that John Cusack cannot tweet? Has anyone seen
that? What does that mean?
He doesn't know how to like space words or use punctuation.
Oh, so you mean he's bad at it? He can do it.
Well, he can
he's
push a button.
He's very bad at it.
But it makes me very sad that he doesn't know how to write a sentence on his phone. It's like Lark Voorhees level tweeting. Like, it's crazy. That was...
Oh, damn.
So you're saying he doesn't know how to say anything? Is that what you're saying? That's...
Oh.
He's better
shit.
Off dead if you ask me. Oh, no!
What'd you just
oh, no!
do?
Why would you?
What'd you?
Why would you?
Why?
Sorry.
Why? Why?
For the joke. Why? For the joke.
It's
I'm
always
sorry.
For the joke
I'm
with
sorry.
You, Amy.
Why?
All right, so Justin, do you want to say what she just said, or do
no.
you want to say something else? Are you playing this game with integrity?
I'll play it with
you
integrity.
Can use that.
I'm gonna go with Con Air.
Yes.
Put the bunny down.
I was just gonna say that, Jeff.
It's why couldn't you put the bunny back in the box? That's the quote.
Why are you mad at him?
Because
he's very nice.
It's before he kills another dude. It's another great line in the film. It's good.
I'm gonna say better off dead.
Not as big of a laugh, but it's good.
Sure, it works. I'm gonna go early Cusack. I'm gonna go deep. Perhaps maybe his first film.
Oh.
Could be wrong, but 16 Candles.
Oh. Let's go.
Amy.
9 to 5.
They're going to try to do a sequel now, finally.
Did you see it on Broadway?
It's called 8 to 6:30. It's just a longer work day.
It's noon to 7 on my days, you know?
I never saw the Broadway version. Would have liked to, though.
That surprises me.
I had a good cast. Megan Hilty and Allison Janney and another lady. Justin?
Steel Magnolias.
Fuck you. Why? Why?
You're the one who said it first. I figured I'd take the other one off the board.
JF?
Cusack was in a movie with our new friend, The Journey of Natty Gann.
Yes.
Yes, we are best friends with Natty Gann now, the two of us, me and Doug.
Yeah. She married Patton and then came on my weed show. Yeah. Meredith Salinger, shout out. I'll probably have her on this show, too. I wish that they had put Brett Kavanaugh on trial. Because that would have been a runaway jury.
Yes, there it is. Ah.
I know Brett Kavanaugh is celebrating a lot today, and I know where he is.
Where?
He's at the best little whorehouse in Texas. Just kidding. He doesn't like consenting ladies. That's for you, Mom. She's so happy today.
Okay, Justin.
I'm not famous enough to actually be on the show here. So me being here, you might say, is serendipity.
Oh.
No, I wouldn't say that. Jeff.
Because you were working.
I meant right when Brett Kavanaugh got to that whorehouse in Texas, he thought to himself, it has been one crazy summer.
Uh-huh. Did you guys hear that Brett Kavanaugh wants to change the he wants to change the official bird of this country to the raven? What?
Oh, wow. Wow. Very nice.
You know what a raven makes?
Uh-uh.
A joyful noise.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Justin.
Amy has her album available on vinyl, which is quite high fidelity.
So good.
Jeff!
I wish Brett Kavanaugh would spend midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. It's just gonna keep happening.
I don't know how to fit Kavanaugh into Rhinestone.
Excuse me?
Rhinestone.
That's the full title?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it says go Rhinestone.
All right.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of a song.
I'm not. Shut the fuck up, Jeff. Hey, you know what that was that I just gave you? Some straight talk.
Ah! And with that, we were done with Dolly. Let's count them up real quick. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. So there might be two more. Because I was probably right when I said seven.
Yeah. No, you definitely know more about this than me. That's for sure.
How many did you think it was?
I'm not going to tell you.
Wait, what's happening? Whose turn is it?
It's mine.
Okay, yeah. Justin.
Did you hear about the? Did you hear about this? Did you hear about the drinking game that Kavanaugh and two of his buddies used to play? They would stand in a triangle formation and masturbate, and they called it the gross point blank.
But it wasn't about sex. It wasn't about sex. It was like about coffee or something. I don't know. I don't remember. I like beer. I drink beer. I respect beer. I fully embrace beer.
I mean, he did all that weird sex stuff and then tried to turn all those things into drinking games, like the Devil's Triangle and Eight Men Out. Have you heard of what Eight Men Out was? That's some dirty shit.
Oh, I ate some men out. It's not.
Oh, homonyms.
When you ate those men out, did you go right for the hot spot?
What?
That's a John Cusack movie.
From when?
From when he was in movies. Remember that?
Are you sure?
I'm just so tired. Because I drove so far today. Because I've been driving from Hollywood to Dollywood. Which is a documentary you've never seen.
Clearly.
Oh!
But she's in it, baby. I actually have.
I mean, it's from
bag.
Hollywood, Florida. It's not that long a drive. And the I mean, it's still pretty long for one day.
Justin.
Oh boy. Oh, I heard an audible. Oh, come on.
There's a lot of Cusacks out there, but you can go to Matt if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to Matt.
Let's see what Matt's got. Identity. That's a good one. Yeah.
Thank you. Very nice.
Jeff. All right. I mean, if we're going to get into that genre, then 1408.
That's what I was trying.
I could not think of that fucking hotel room.
That's
number.
What I was trying. I was like, it's 1404. I was just doing it, Brian. It's 1601. It's a 642.
But six. Play that game some other time. That's what I'll say.
Well, are we doing Ronald Reagan?
Oh, I got one. 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 Somebody I'm glad was a fictional politician, Bob Roberts.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's right. It's not exciting. Amy?
Steve?
Going to Steve. Stand by me. Holy shit.
Wow, nice.
Can't believe that hasn't come up already.
Yes, he's the older brother.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Steve.
Yeah.
Dolly bless you, Steve.
Good job, Steve.
She was also in that movie. That's what's weird. She was the dead body of the little boy.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she's very versatile. She can do it all.
I think she's the best. Justin?
You know, if...
We got to get these chairs back to the tiki room.
So listen. If I could, I would reverse this. In order to do that, I might need a hot tub time machine.
Oh, shit! So good.
That's for you, Matt.
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought of one. I'm so fucking happy.
Was it the Grifters?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought of one, too.
Oh, fuck. I had one and I lost it. Oh, it was so good. What the fuck was it? Well, we gotta get this show over with, so I'm gonna tap. I know, it's sad. No, wait. It's my show, so I can come back in after tapping. Amy, do you have anything else?
Steel Magnolias 2, The Edge of Reason.
I wish. Justin.
Mime it out, man. I don't know.
All right, Jeff.
I got 40.
Let's hear one.
2012.
Yes. What's with him in the shit. Goddamn years?
Shit.
The Batman.
I thought of Lee Daniels, the paperboy, and Lee Daniels, the butler. I think he was in both of those.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I didn't know if they both had Lee Daniels at the beginning.
The Sure Thing. He was in the Sure
Thing.
Yeah,
of course.
Class.
Oh yes.
Hot Pursuit. Tape Heads.
Hot Pursuit is what I meant when I said hotspot. So I'm out a long time ago.
A long time ago.
And don't you dare
you
call the corrections
cheater.
Department, everybody.
America's Sweethearts.
Oh, I love that movie.
No,
you
I
did?
Mean, not a lot, yes. Apparently. Just a little bit. Dolly Parton's in it. I can't believe you missed it. Even Dolly Parton was in it.
All right, let's hear it for Show Off, Jeff Tate. Come get your stuff, Tahoe.
Yeah, you drove so far. Congratulations. You did it.
He's not in it. He's never done a sequel.
Congratulations.
He wasn't in it, sorry.
Good job. He's never done a sequel. I love that. It's my favorite thing about him. There must have been some other Tim Robbins joints that he was in. Was he in?
The Cradle Will Rock.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus, you're good.
All right.
Max, he was in something called Max, the guy who was like, you're not a good painter. He said that to Hitler. I mean, that movie is not fun to watch. I did it just to cross it off a list. But I like doing stand-up because it feels like I get money for nothing.
Hitler, I have some real problems with you. And number one is I don't care for your painting.
Oh, this was like before he was like just a painter.
Oh, okay. Like, and that guy telling him his painting was shitty is what made him become a tyrannical despot.
I mean, I don't know.
So if you're going to use a hot tub time machine, you'd kill that dude. Is that what you're saying?
That's just what I'm saying. Hitler probably could have gone another way.
Right?
We should take a bunch
of guided
bullets.
Properly.
Just got a bad rub. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that, Justin.
I will draw a thin red line and you don't cross it. Sorry. I'll stop. Being John Malkovich.
You're good.
So good.
You ever get so high you think that you crawled into John Malkovich, like that this is, that you're like a different person who got these eyes?
Nope.
Like a Bing Jeff Tate situation? It's fun.
Amy Miller, give us your plugs. What do you got to plug?
My plugs are, please listen to my podcast, Who's Your God? It's very fun. Thank you. I have shows. I'll be in Portland in a couple weeks with my other favorite comic to work with, Greg Proops. Yeah. And then at the end of October, if anyone listening lives in Fresno or Bakersfield, I'll be with Tom Segura, my third favorite comic to work with. And listen. Oh, and then I'll be out front selling my vinyl album for $20 and then my CD for whatever you can pay. Totally real. Socialism, $1. Great. It all works out. Sometimes a guy in Austin is like, here's $75 because you made fun of my mother-in-law. It's all fine. Pay what you want. And who's your God? And that's all that I have. Follow me on Twitter at Amy Miller and listen for me on Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, check that out, everybody.
Check it out.
Check out Doug Loves Movies. She's great on there. Justin Ruppel, what do you got coming up, dude?
The show's tonight. To the people in the crowd, there's two shows right after this tonight here at the Pioneer Underground at Reno Tahoe Comedy. And then I go back on the road in a week to Moses Lake for a big county community college out there. And then I'm back on the road with Holland America for 2 weeks, everybody, on a cruise ship doing comedy. So,
oh, very nice.
Yeah, you can... you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram with the same handle, at The Ruppel, T-H-E-R-U-P-P-L-E, my name. And I
you
will
are
be out.
The Ruppel.
The Ruppel, yeah, that is me. And I will be out there helping them push their awesome albums afterwards.
So right on. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
As who, what actor or celebrity might be selling our albums for us? Just for example.
What did you say?
The audience has turned on you.
I'll do Vince
yelling
Vaughn
guy.
Vince Vaughn.
Hey, you know what? Amy's gonna be out there. She's fantastic person. She's gonna be out there selling her album. Jeff is out there too. Tight. You know what I'm talking about? Look at this guy. He kind of looks like a stoner Santa Claus who's going through like some sort of sweat thing that he's not even talking. He's not actually sweating. He's just eating cookies. But at the same time, he's got the Tom Petty. He's got the two Tom Petty things, but he doesn't have the other one, which kind of breaks my heart. So it's kind of a heartbreaker.
Oh shit. That laugh is great. And Jeff Tate, what do you got, buddy? Tell us about your upcoming shows.
All right, I got a podcast.
People want to come see you. They're very excited. Just go ahead and tell us about it.
I have to pee.
I can't wait to... Amy's going to go pee. But go check her out in the lobby. Wait, let her finish peeing, everybody. Sit down, everybody. Jeff?
I do a podcast with my brother called Altered Tates, and it is fun. It's really fun. My brother is finally—he's fucking hilarious, and now you can know. Yeah, follow him on Twitter at Doc Guac. That's his Twitter handle. You guys already follow me, so listen to our podcast, Altered Tates. Subscribe, rate, and review. Then I got—I'll be selling my CDs out there for whatever you want to pay, not a dollar. Come on. Interesting trades considered, weed. And I got shows in Minneapolis at the Comedy Corner Underground, December 21st and 22nd, I think. Whatever, it'll be on their website.
Thank you, guys. Thank you to the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club down here in the hole in the ground, and for all of you guys for finding it. And if it's all right with you, I think we'll probably do it again sometime. Yeah. Let's hear for all of my guests, Jeff Tate, Justin Ruppel, and Amy, I Got a P, Miller. As always, a foregone conclusion is a shithead, a.k.a. Brett Kavanaugh is a shithead, and not getting a flu shot is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.